This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
The Nation.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Yes, 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 it is. Here we are on a brand new week. Welcome to July, everybody. Back from vacation. We got some rest, got some relaxation in our system once and for all. And I know I'm with the guy here who just grinds and never takes a vacation, so that'll be a lot of fun. I'm Timmy Hall. The Bode Man is here. The full crew back in house. My own personal James Laurinaitis, my only friend, Tyvis Powell, everybody.
Why would you say that? You know, that is hilarious. Your only friend.
I'm just saying. It was cool seeing James last week, and I just heard, got the word that he's going to do the show with Bo tomorrow, and heard, I think that's really cool. That's fantastic.
He must miss it.
He must miss it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, a bunch of people were texting me last week when they found out that James was hosting with The Man, with Common Man, and that was a cool two-day swing where you hosted, James hosted the day before. Both shows, I heard, were a heck of a lot of fun. And that's what we're all about, right?
Yeah.
Trying some new things, seeing what works, seeing what can be fun for you guys. There's nothing more that I want to do than to help somebody out there have a little bit more fun on their way home. And I like to think that you and I do that on most days.
Oh, yeah.
And Man and Bone obviously are extremely good at doing that. And those two shows were a lot of fun, but James is great. I just think you're also like the next one of him that has come along.
What is that?
And done very well at this and done a very, very good job.
I'm just trying to be like James, you know. I tell James.
Well, you just got to be like, I don't mean like
James.
You're you. You know what I mean?
James is unbelievable. You know, he did it here. He was doing some Big Ten calling games.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's just a phenomenal guy, and anything that he touches really turns to gold. So I just want to be like that.
What about Joshua Perry? Didn't you want to be like Joshua?
Who's that?
Okay,
Joshua moves the bar every time.
Cardale on the hit list. Joshua Perry also on the hit list. I gotta make a note to make sure I get these guys on the show more often.
Anybody that is the godparents of my daughters, I don't really mess with them like that.
Yeah,
so Cardale and Josh, don't really talk to them like that.
Unbelievable. But that was cool last week, and so you get to hear James and Bo run it back because Chops is apparently dead. So thank Chops's illness and impending death for James Laurinaitis coming back to Bishop and Friends.
What's going on? This is the second thing.
First he was poison ivy into a vat of poison ivy.
Now he's sick.
How are we getting poison ivy? As adults, are we rolling around in a field at a metro park? What is happening? The poor guy.
Chops lives an interesting life.
He's not doing the normal things.
He's living a very interesting life right now, and he needs to reevaluate some things.
A weekend as Chops could last a month. I don't know.
When he was eating Taco Bell, this was not happening. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I just heard the word from Phish that he was ill. I didn't get the specifics on how ill. And he was already set to be off for a few days here because it's 4th of July week. And so he's dead Monday and Tuesday. So yada, yada, yada. We'll see him in 8 to 10 days. That's where we are with
Pretty much.
And another little Buckeye note coming up this week. We will see Jack Sawyer here at the radio station.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So that will be cool to see Jack, Captain Jack, and he and JT Tuimoloau. Of course, we're going to look for those guys to anchor that defensive line.
Yep.
He's going to do, just like Lathan Ransom's been doing a lot, he'll do an 8 o'clock hour
or I don't know if he's doing the whole entire hour, but at 8 a.m., what I'm told, Wednesday, our friends at the Juice, and you know, Bobby and Beamer, and Bobby's been setting a lot of these guys up with his presence over there at the Woody still, so that's been really cool. And Ryan Day was in studio a couple months ago or whatever, so that was really awesome. Looking forward to that. I think about that. I think about, you know, Jack Sawyer. I think about JT2 and Malawau, and it just gets you thinking about all those guys that decided to come back, right? How big of a deal that is in 2024.
Well, I'll tell you what, with NIL, that makes it a little bit better. I know that the interesting thing is I was thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. If this was the case, so the 2015 season, you know, we had so many guys that still had eligibility, Joey, Zeke, Mike, all of those guys. If they decided to come back for another year because NIL was a thing, would they have done it? What do you think? Do you think D. Lee, Eli, let's just do it, Taylor, Mike.
I got to see what the draft looked like.
They all went first round.
Well, I know it was a big, big draft class, right? And that was the thing about this year is that how many of these guys were going to be at the top of the draft outside of Marvin Harrison Jr. that went, right? Isn't that what contributed to these decisions that you weren't going to be really a top 20 pick?
Well, it was like they were how many tweeners.
Top 20, right. How many top 20 picks?
Like bona fide, they was going first round.
Yeah, bona fide, not just first round, but top 20. You know, not like even end of the first round, but firmly in that first round. And that, I think, is the difference between this class here and what you had back then. But still, it's hard to know, right? It's hard to know because it changes your mind a little bit depending on how much you would have been able to earn. You know, you might have enjoyed your time. We know a lot of those guys did enjoy their time at Ohio State. Some too much, right?
Yeah. Well, that's another story. But yeah, but I wonder, with NIL, though, could that have influenced them? But maybe not a Joey and a Zeke, because those guys went, three and four in the draft or something like that? So probably not them.
Yeah, but Joey, I guess, and Zeke were 3 and 4.
All those guys was top 20 picks.
Eli was 10, Decker was 16, and Darren Lee was 20. Yeah, they were all top 20.
Yeah, no, they were.
That's way up
there.
I don't think
you could have talked them back into it. I don't think so. So
yeah, man. I think that kind of solidifies that. Another thing, too, Tyvus, tomorrow we have been talking about our guy, Tavian St. Clair, a lot this offseason for everything that he's done. Mm-hmm. His high school football head coach, Jason Brown, up at Bell Fountain, he'll come on the show at 6:30 tomorrow night to tell us a little bit more about. I was talking to him on the phone earlier today too. Mm-hmm. It was funny. I'd reached out to him to ask him some questions about Tavian and what it's like coaching him and what this kid is about. And he agreed to come on the show and share a little bit more of, you know, what it's been like coaching him and what kind of guy Tavian is. And the whole, just in 5 to 10 minutes of talking to him from a head coach's perspective about watching a guy get recruited firsthand today, you know, and how this has just been constantly evolving. But the way it goes with the offers that go out and when somebody else is offered and how there's a waiting game there if you haven't really hit that point where you've developed. And then when you see a guy like Tavian who skyrocketed in one offseason to where he pretty much forced Ohio State's hand, and how he went down and did like a Southern swing and did Alabama and LSU, and then whoop, right there, Ohio State's offer comes in and that's where he always wanted to go, right? And look what's happening. But it just seems like everybody's kind of floored with how much he has taken off here in this last year. And it's just really cool what's going on.
Yeah, like I said, his story is just remarkable. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, it's nice that he's local, or he's close, I should say. And to hear a guy come to a camp, do some things, ball out, and then have to go do all these other things and then gets the Ohio State offer. I mean, that it's crazy because you root for him really, really bad because you always want to see particularly your guy be homegrown, a guy that's from Ohio. So he's always going to have that with him. And I can only imagine as a quarterback what recruiting is like, especially when you get recruited by all these big town schools. Man, I would love to talk to him one day and just ask him about the pushes and pulls that he's getting from all of these other schools, you know. And has he ever thought about, has it always been Ohio State, or did somebody ever make you an offer sweet enough to make you second guess it? Because And today, I feel like that's a thing. Like, somebody can say something or do something that can be like, you know what? I will consider it. being a lock.
Well, and then so many offers can go out, right? It's not just because a million offers go out to guys, it doesn't mean they're ever going to take all those.
Right.
Like, you're issuing out offers that aren't even going to come to fruition, right?
Yeah.
And I forget exactly what Coach Brown said, you know, to that effect, but it was, I don't try to understand all of it, you know, right?
It's I don't think you can.
Yeah, you sometimes trying to understand exactly how this recruiting system works can be counterintuitive to what you're doing. Just play as well as you can play.
Mm-hmm.
Go to some of the camps, you know, have your phone by you, right? Make sure that you are doing everything you can to put a player into a position where he can succeed and get these looks and get these offers. And clearly that has happened. They've done it the right way, and it has gotten to this point where he's going to be an Ohio State guy, and that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Tyvus, I tell you, you know, coming back from a trip like the one I was on, like true Midwesterners going to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, we've talked about this a lot through the years, I feel like there's a lot of Ohio folks that make that trip. I mean, I see the cars on the interstate. I see them. I mean, I see the Ohio license plates in the towns that we stay in,
yeah,
in Rodanthe and Waves and Salvo, these Outer Banks towns. I know they're all out there, and it's just not doable enough for me to want to fly. Like, where would I fly to? Am I flying to Virginia Beach and then renting an SUV and then driving in beach traffic 2+3 hours down that coastline? No, it's like, I'd rather just leave here on Friday, go to Raleigh, Durham, and then go 3.5-4 hours out to the coast the next day. So I enjoyed the drive out. I'm saying I like the drive out there.
What's the total time on the drive?
It's about 11. It's about 11. Yeah. So we went 7. We went 7 on Friday. Ooh. I went to Tri-State, free plug, got my shot in the ace, so I could be all energized and jazzed up.
Smart man.
You know, high on testosterone, high on life, just heading on out there. And got to Durham. We never stayed in Durham because we lived in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And we had enjoyed that town. We always felt Durham got a bad rap. But ever since we moved in there in around 07, it had already kind of been bouncing back and been on the rebound. The campus is there at Duke, you know.
Yeah.
The baseball field where the Durham Bulls play. American Tobacco all rebuilt. Very nice. And so we stayed there. Went to this lovely burrito spot, Cosmic Cantina. There's one in Chapel Hill as well.
Yeah.
I believe something else Duke and UNC can clash about. One of the best burritos I've ever had.
Didn't you send me a picture of you eating a donut for fun? Is that what you sent me?
Yes, I did. We were at a market, almost like a North Market type of place in Raleigh.
Yeah.
That had the fried donut stand in there.
So when you ate...
That was just eating for fun, Tyvus. Yeah. What? Say, so what were we going to say?
Tim, do you feel like you're heavier from this trip?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't.
You did a lot of working out then.
I wouldn't say I was working out.
I mean, you was walking the beach and...
I was going up and down the dune and everything.
What did you tell me you did today?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Little thing called You'll See. I'll tell you about that. We'll tell you why today is a humongous day at Ohio State. And why it's an opportunistic day as well. That's next. Tyvus is here. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The sound of Paul Keel's calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by Safe Light Bob Discount Furniture and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Health Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more. Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Common Man and T-Bone.
They often will bring people around and be like, look at these losers. See how they couldn't be on TV? They're gross.
Right.
They'll just point right at us.
They're not wrong.
No, they're not.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on the Fan.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
If the colors scarlet and gray made a sound, that sound would be this. This is the Buckeye Show.
Yes, it is. Boys are back in town. Timmy Hall, the boatman back there running things, wearing his Boston Celtics championship t-shirt with the gold lining.
Good for you.
Show the people, Boaty. Say something. Say something, damn it. You're live to the entire world, like the Truman Show.
Something.
Congratulations.
Jason Tatum,
thank you, Timmy.
315.
You're going to buy the team, Boat?
That's the plan, yeah. I think this might be my last month or two here at the station.
I'll be
moving on to purchase the team.
You got to have some big money because they throwing that money out in Boston.
No
Jason
kidding.
Tatum, yeah. 315.
I know.
Tyvus White, 124.
You're so generous with, you know, and Tyvus Powell, of course, is here. You said if you ever win the, you know, Powerball or the jackpot, the Mega Millions, that you'd be hooking me and Boaty up with quite a big chunk of change. Way more than we would ever ask for. Way more than we would need.
Yeah.
Because I believe when I said, how much would you give me? You said, well, how much you want.
What you need.
Blank check.
It was like $1.4 billion at the time. What am I doing with all of that?
I said $100 million, and you just happily said yes.
Bet.
That's great.
If I got $1.4 billion, you'll knock me down to 1.3. I think I'll be all right.
Oh, boy, it's great. Well, you know what? I know that if I had all that money, I'd be getting the best treatment money could buy. And you don't even need to be a billionaire. And I'll tell you why. Because my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they can treat you. If you are suffering from that ugly, ugly thing that nobody wants to talk about called erectile dysfunction, you need that erectile function in your life. Because if you think about it, if you're dealing with something like that, you've got to find not just the best treatment, but the right treatment for that specific medical situation. Every case is going to be a little bit different. And when you find that right treatment, it can be the difference between just okay and absolutely amazing. You want everything there to be absolutely amazing. and your partner does as well. So check them out. Tri-State Men's Health, 800-900-9654, or go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com. See what types of ED treatments they have for you. It's a terrible condition. It can cause stress in relationships, anxiety, undue hardships, often on your partner as well. Don't suffer any longer. Check them out. I was there on Friday for the low testosterone treatment, shot in the ace, out the door, and just a beautiful drive to North Carolina. That's how easy it was. Their facility, their office there, especially the one in Hilliard off of 270 and Cemetery Road, just beautiful. It's like a club. It's great. It's fantastic. Mm. So comfortable in there. Sports on TV and everything. So check them out.
Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, Tyvus, this is such a... Oh, by the way, what I was up to today...
What were you doing this morning?
And don't think anything of this.
Okay.
Don't you dare think anything of this. This is not because of you shaming me.
I'm not going to judge you.
Asking me about, you know, what were you doing last week? Were you working out? Were you at the rent? No, I wasn't. But today, I did a quick 30-minute pump session.
Okay. What did you do?
I didn't know.
You did curls?
I didn't know if you can tell because I'm... feel a little bit puffy today from like that first time when you lift weights after a year or so.
You're gonna feel fantastic tomorrow morning for sure.
What did you just curl?
We did the chest.
Okay,
you bent the shoulders.
Okay,
we did the tries.
That's it. A little push day.
Push nice. Pump sesh.
All push.
That's right.
That's all you need to worry about.
You see,
don't touch the legs. Maybe do some backs in there, but it's really all about the arms and chest.
The legs feed the wolf, Bodie. I don't know if you heard that.
You never skip leg day.
Nah.
Never.
It's overrated.
Wow. Not when it's the summertime when you're wearing shorts.
My legs are naturally good. Not to say that I would neglect them.
See, this.
But the reason I did this was for my son, okay? Mm-hmm. He's getting into this mode where he's starting to want certain things. He's going to be a teenager here very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to hop to the gym and somebody's got to take him. So what am I going to do there? Just sit in the lobby?
Decided to get in there.
My arms work.
Okay.
I can sit down there and do a superficial little...
How did you feel?
Butterfly. There we go.
After you got done with this workout, didn't you just feel great?
No.
I felt miserable.
I'm trying to fit into a place where I don't fit in.
I went
amongst healthy people.
Last week, I think I only worked out one time last week. And when I tell you I was miserable because all I thought about was how I wasn't working out,
mm-hmm.
It's just who I am now. Like when I wake up, I immediately think I need to go to the gym.
Well, that's because you're better than me.
No, that's
It's because you're an ex-athlete, and that's just wired into you.
Correct.
And my whole goal in life is to try to just rip that out of you.
No.
Or at least rip some of that out of you and get you to being a normal guy.
The sad
because you don't have to play sports anymore.
Is that I told myself, when I'm done playing football, I ain't touching no weights.
Right.
I'm not touching it. I'm done because I used to hate lifting. I hated it.
And you can't do it.
And now
I
can't leave it alone.
You can't do
it. It makes me feel better.
All right. It is time to hand out some Buckeye leaves like we do on Mondays every time. This time, let's hit it.
It's time to hand out some Buckeye leaves.
Sponsored by the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. Plan your perfect summer trip at columbuszoo.org.
Well, yeah, Buckeye leaf for me for getting out there and doing a whole like lift session. I felt like a Buckeye football player. It was the farthest thing. It's the farthest thing from what any Buckeye football player would be doing. But butterfly, tricep curls.
How many sets did you do? Just one?
That was so ridiculous.
Please don't tell me.
How many sets did you do?
Tell me you didn't just do one.
We did four sets.
Okay.
10 reps.
Okay.
Did you track how much you weighed?
10 reps. Oh, I had writing it down in my note.
That's how progress is made, Tim. You got to know where you start.
We're not to the progress portion
yet. You're always at the progress point, Tim. That's where you start.
We're just sitting down and going, that's what we're doing.
That's like good form.
Four sets.
Yes.
10 reps.
That's where we're at. Give out a leaf, right? I want to give one out to Neil Shipley real quick. The ship for making his PJ Tour debut. This guy is just amazing, man. There's got to be so much pressure on the line here. He's in the Rocket Mortgage up in Detroit. He has a nice even par round on Sunday to finish tied for 20th. A top 20 finish for Neil Shipley.
That's good.
Former Ohio State golfer, now turned pro. $113,000. Give him a big Happy Gilmore check.
You got $113,000?
That's right.
Must be nice. Little MBN. My Buckeye Leaf is going to Jameson Battle. You know, obviously he didn't get drafted, but he got a invitation to join the Raptors in the summer league. So, you know what? Everybody needs a shooter. He goes out there and shows that he's a knockdown guy that they can depend on, and he makes show some promise. I think he'll find his way on a roster, because when you think about Toronto, it's not a lot of star power there. You got Scotty Barnes, and that's kind of it. Fred Van Vliet is not the same.
Fred Van Vliet
is not the same. Yeah. So you never know, you know?
You do never know.
He might make it. I think he could make it. They need a shooter.
On basketball, did you see Jamari Wheeler, who, you know, was a nice chip for Ohio State, came over from Penn State as a defensive guy? But it's so fascinating to me where your basketball career will take you when you're not going to be an NBA dude, but all the opportunities overseas as an international player. He won a championship. So there's a bunch of, you know, there was a picture slide up there that the OSU Hoops Insider Twitter account threw out there. The Liga Chevron, that's the Mexican basketball league. Jamari Wheeler on a championship team there. There he is hoisting up a trophy. That's pretty cool. Good for him. Good for Jamari. Buckeye Leaf.
Well, if we're going to do that, then let's keep it basketball. I'm giving a Buckeye Leaf to Jake Diebler, who just got a boom today. How about that?
Dorian Jones.
Yeah, Dorian Jones got a boom. So he's out there. He said when he was here a couple of weeks ago, he wants to be heavily involved in recruiting. And it seems to me he's building great relationships, and he's doing a really good job of keeping the Buckeyes and trying to get them back in that tournament.
This is a really good player. He's got good height. I think when he fills out a little bit weight-wise, right, get him some more pump sessions.
He
can come with me to the Y. He's Richmond Heights, so he's a Cleveland guy. He's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, top 60 player nationally already and only getting better. So a four-star guy in the 2025 class. I know you could tell just by social media how excited how everybody over there with Ohio State basketball is feeling right there. All right, I didn't tell you this, though, but back to it. Next, we will tell you why today was a really, really big day at Ohio State. Tyvus is in. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
When that alarm clock goes off, morning juice comes on. The perfect way to dominate your day or just lay around the house. Morning juice.
Weekdays at 6.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we ensure your business always stays ahead of the curve, keeping you one step ahead of your competition. We bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team, as well as provide insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Using the Buckeye hookup to play golf at Scarlet whenever we can. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Monday. Back from vacation. A long week out in the Outer Banks. And I'm so glad to be back in Ohio. You know, I said before, I love the road trip, Tyvus, but what I found out is that my road trip is just about the next bite of food. That's what I love about it.
See, that is not...
Don't do that voice. Healthy. Don't do that voice.
It's not healthy, man. Is that what you think about on road trip? Food?
I stopped at, on my travels.
Oh, my god!
I stopped at two different establishments with the word biscuit in its name. Isn't that wonderful?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. So down in, I believe it's pronounced Gallipolis. You ever heard of this town?
No.
It's down on the, it's got to be the Ohio River, right? It's down there on the Ohio border.
Okay.
Driving south. And there's a biscuit world there. This place is lovely.
That got you attention. Lovely. Got your attention, huh?
There was more bacon on this bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit that I had ever seen in my life.
It was delicious.
Both me and my wife had to comment, and she almost said that it was too much, and I stopped her. I said, no, there's no such thing as too much bacon. It was a lot of bacon, but it was delicious. And then for folks that go to the Southeast or that have been there, they know that there's this spot in the Carolinas and beyond, I think, called Biscuitville. Mm-hmm. So I did Biscuit World and Biscuitville.
Which one was better?
Well, Biscuitville offers the chicken biscuit.
Oh.
And they do those other bacon, egg, and cheese.
It's like a Chick-fil-A.
They're slinging a Spam thing too at really? Biscuitville these days.
So you got the chicken biscuit.
Yes, I did the spicy.
Did you put any jelly on it?
No, but it was a spicy chicken fillet, and I put a hot honey on it as well.
That's
so
that's
double
good.
Spice. Yeah. Fantastic. Really good biscuit.
They
had the cheer wine on tap at a Biscuitville. The soda, the soft drink. Man.
You got a thing for hot, don't you?
Yeah,
you like all your food with a little kick, too.
I do. I got a thing for, you know, getting off that highway and grabbing a snack.
And that's why you decided
to go. It's a great joy.
Did this have anything to do with you working out today?
Well, I mean, I wasn't doing cardio, Tyvus. See, I guess if I'm going to get like this flab here and just get some pumped up a little bit, upper body.
You should have just did some sit-ups while you was there. 6 inches.
Didn't have time for that, man.
Planks.
Didn't have time for that. I will say that the road trip is fun, but we suck as a nation of drivers. We can't drive. We're terrible.
Common man said the same thing Friday.
We suck. I'm not kidding you. There's nothing that blows my top more than when you are in a traffic jam, but you get to a point and you realize there's no traffic. There's nothing up there.
Oh,
that is so bothersome. Right? Nothing happened. Where's the overturned semi? Not that I want that to have happened, right? But nothing happened. Just idiots not knowing how to navigate the left lane and tapping on their brakes going downhill when the speed limit's 70 miles an hour. Just go 80. It's fine.
You sound like you in my car.
I'm not kidding. Through West Virginia and Southwest Virginia, horrible. Like, worst spots I've ever driven just with the idiotic drivers out there. Two-lane highways, that's it.
Oh, my goodness.
We, multiple times on the way back home, stopped. Full stops in the left lane. Get up there a mile or two, nothing. Nothing happened.
I said this.
Just people tapping on their brakes.
In
domino effect, right?
You know what?
It drives me nuts.
I feel like when it's some accident or something and it's so far off the road, I feel like people just be nosy. Like if it's like the road is clear and I feel like they just nosy.
What do you mean nosy?
Like they driving slow just to be over there looking in other people's business to see what's going on.
That's what you think it is?
I do.
So it's not rubber. It's not like you're looking at a wreck.
Mm-mm.
It's just open road, right? Open road. Just maintain speed. Just go.
Or is somebody.
I'd rather not have a 9-hour trip when it could be an 8-hour trip.
If you're in the fast lane and it's slow, it's always that one person.
One idiot up
that's
there.
Going actually 70.
Right. If you can't go 70 in the left lane.
No.
Get your ass over.
Yeah.
Nobody wants you here. Yeah. All right? Just leave. Please move aside. That's where you go. So, Tyvus, today is actually huge. It's huge. It's Ross Bjork's first day on the job.
Yeah.
Ohio State has an official new athletics director. It's been a unique kind of transition because Gene Smith was not punted out of here. This was an elongated transition. He's going to retire. You know, Gene, of course, any tenure that's lasted this long will have some blemishes on it, but he got the national championship in football, so that's there. But Ross Bjork, we know him from Ole Miss, from Texas A&M, and some of the blemishes in his track record, but what he's been brought in here to do, he's already got a Jake Diebler hire under his belt. And without coaching a full season, it feels good so far.
And he's got the baseball coach.
He's got a new baseball coach, but we'll
pump the brakes on
little
that.
Thing called you'll see on how our baseball program picks
well,
up,
what?
Right?
What?
They got to do something first.
That doesn't take away from the fact that he made the hire.
Okay, he hired a guy.
That's all I said.
That's the job. We can't rate the hire until we see how our guy does. I guess you can to an extent. You get a guy with coaching experience with an Ohio background. You get the guy from Campbell, right? North Carolina. I didn't go mess around near Campbell University, though. But what's the number one thing that a guy's got to do?
Win the championship.
He's got to win the national championship in football.
Yes.
And when I said,
well, if he won it in basketball,
you have to win one in football. But if you also win one in men's basketball,
what if he
statue.
Won? What if he won Bring, one in? Get what him a statue. If he won one in basketball, but not in football?
Wow!
How would you feel?
Well, I mean,
it's something that hasn't been done since '60. So how would you feel?
It's needed, and it would be unexpected, with where you are right now.
What if the football team?
But I wouldn't feel good with all of the expectations and everything that is set up. And this is why I said, humongous day because you got a new athletic director, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it an opportunistic deal? Because you have a brand new AD who's got good experience as an athletics director at big time schools, right? And a fundraising background. And that's part of where he's here to help out with the NIL era. But you are here in year one now with maybe one of the most ready, set, go type of football teams at a place like that's that has ever been put together. Would you not agree?
Yeah.
What an opportunity. To possibly get it done year one, and then the expectations will change, right?
That'd be nice.
Then it'll be, you're going to have to win a second.
Too,
yeah. Because you did it so quick.
Let me ask you this. Let's say he did 10 years here as the AD.
Huh.
Okay. And in those 10 years, I'm going to give you two options. He can win a national championship with the football team and do nothing with anybody else, or he could win a championship in basketball, win the Big Ten with the baseball team, but don't win a football championship. Which one would you take?
I feel like I have to stick by what is traditional around here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make this sound like that's it's anti-basketball, but it's not.
No,
but
I'm just asking a question.
It's just about where your football program is, and that is the expectation every single year to try to win it. So if you go 10 more years where it is just complete frustration boiling over the top, where you have a roster every single year and you continue to let it slip through the cracks, that's frustrating. And if men's basketball gets to a point where they are feeling like they're on a Duke, Kentucky, you know, Kansas type of run, and they are, you know, back to where they were with Thad, where they're making deep runs in the tournament year after year after year and not pushing through and, you know, winning the national championship when we feel like they could and should, then that'll be a different story. But hoops is not there yet. Football is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to do that. Do you disagree?
I feel like either way, it will be kind of a success.
Hmm. Without the football title?
If the basketball team wins the Natty, that's something that hasn't happened since the 60s. If the baseball team wins a Big Ten title, I feel like that's been a while since that's happened as well. So
you make it hard with that.
I feel like, I know football is going to be good no matter what. Now, national championship. Yeah, I get that. Like, yeah, I don't want it to go 10 years without us winning another national championship. But if it did and they were winning Big Ten championships, they was beating the team up north and they lost in the championship or something like that. Yeah, I feel like that's part of the gig.
Well, tell us what you guys think. Just in your own words, what's it got to be for Ross Bjork in your eyes? What does this man have to accomplish as athletics director of your university that you root for, that you cheer for? however that looks, whether it's like Tyvus saying, if he gets a basketball natty, like that's good for you. But I would imagine with a lot of you, it's going to start with a football national championship and then it's going to go on from there. But you know where to reach us. We're at the Buckeye Show on Twitter next, and you can jump into the chat room on our live YouTube show, which is up there right now. Search up 97.1 The Fan on the tube and click that live tab. We are there rocking and rolling right now. He's wearing his national championship t-shirt. So fitting. That's how long it's been.
I'm ready for another one.
We are all ready for another one. Dom Tiberi, he's out there right now. We're going to drag him in here right now. He tried to do something very good for me, but wound up disappointing me instead. I will tell you about that coming up. Our 10 TV sports anchor friend jumps in here next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by Safelite, Bob Discount Furniture, and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind or grab a carryout. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
The Buckeyes are starting fall camp, and we're tagging along. The Fan is broadcasting live August 1st through the 4th at Ohio State Football Practice. Morning Juice and Bishop and Friends Thursday and Friday, plus live weekend programming. Let's go. All Buckeyes, all the time. You're welcome. This is the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy Hall, Tyvus Powell, and now our friend from 10TV, Dom Tiberi. Dom, been a while. It's good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, buddy.
I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, that it's very exciting to be on this program, not only with Tyvus Powell, who's an outstanding athlete, and in case you don't remember, the MVP of the national title game, but
I'd just like to call him my friend. He's such a good guy, too.
I'm just trying to put it in perspective. Who this guy is.
And you do a great job at that.
Secondly, the way you are dressed, look at the way he is dressed. Timmy Hall has got golf on his pants.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Like, hold on. Can I stand up for the YouTube crowd?
For you people on YouTube.
I don't know if
they're going to be able to see that.
They're not going to be able to see it because they're. I don't know if I want to put my leg.
Just stand up on the thing.
I don't want to put my leg up on the thing. It'll look like a weird move, like I'm at Chippendales or something.
Stand up on the table.
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Today is National.
Do you like my pants?
Today is National Wrong Trousers Day. National Wrong Trousers Day.
And what is that? It's wrong trousers.
Where you wear the wrong trousers that doesn't go with anything. Like you wear plaid with, you know.
Yeah, but everything goes with everything now. That's what people do.
I match.
Not matching is cool, isn't
my
it?
My trousers. I don't match.
I try to look nice. If you're watching on YouTube, I try to look nice.
You all, Dom, you're a professional.
Yes.
You look nice.
But you look nice. You got the dippity do in the hair. It's
appreciate
always
it.
Up. And
where am
but
I?
Anyways,
pebble
you,
quarter
you look
zip
good today.
Today.
You got all the golf stuff on.
So it's fitting I'm wearing the golf stuff. So, Dom.
Okay, here you go. I hurt your feelings.
Dom Tyvus, there is a status symbol item amongst golfers, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And it's not like I couldn't get one. I could get one.
If it's bourbon, it's what? Pappy.
Yeah. Okay. And look, that's harder to get than this, right? But I'm just saying, it's a little bit of a status symbol thing. They're mm-hmm. great items. They're called Scotty Cameron putters. Scotty Cameron is a golf club designer. And Dom, I don't know if he always worked for Titleist or if they made a partnership somewhere along the way.
He started out just like whatever, him and his dad.
He was
7 or 8, 9 years old when he started. But
Somewhere along the line, he became very,
Tiger
very big.
Tiger Woods obviously made it very famous because Tiger used a Scotty Cameron putter, Newport 2.
His whole career.
And I think he won 15 of, he's got, 16 majors? I think he's won 15 of them with this Cameron putter.
So it's kind of fitting that in the last month or two, without me talking to Dom about this, I have gotten the itch to finally buy a Scotty Cameron putter.
Mm.
And I didn't know if I needed to get one brand new. I've actually been looking on eBay because these things, as Dom knows, hold their value. Because we're not beating the crap out of our putters. We're kind of going, meh, like we're just tapping the ball. If you keep the club cover on it, keep them safe, they'll be fine. And they hold their value.
The cool thing is if you would buy a used one, you can send it in and they'll refurbish it
for
300 and some bucks.
And you can get it customized or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the cheapest one you can get retail is at least 450 bucks. Now.
Something like that.
Yeah, at least 450. And he is telling me about this buddy that he's got, and he's telling me about this hot deal. The first thing he says to me when I see him back from vacation is, I got this deal. I got this Scotty Cameron putter. You wouldn't believe it was like 60% off of retail. Such a great deal. Brand new putters. There was the shipment that came in, and my guy's got them, and he's going to cut me this deal because we're good friends
and
on top of a discount.
And he's out.
And he's going on and on and on, putting me on the text thread and talking to the guy, very nice gentleman, and no putters. Like, I'm like, Dom, it sounds like a deal sounds too good to be true, right? And the putters are already gone.
So you know what he does? He yells at me. He goes, I can't believe you didn't buy me one. And then just,
I did not say it like that.
No, I can't believe
it. I did not say it like that.
Are you my child?
I was thankful.
My God.
I was thankful for you cutting me in on something like that.
I tried to help you. And he still has a few, but I don't want that kind.
Well, there's a reason that the mallet putters are the ones that are left and the new ports are gone, but
whatever.
It was I was so excited to think that I was going to get in on this Scotty Cameron deal.
His eyes were so
oh man, it turned out to be so much disappointment. So I'm still on the hunt. I'm still on the lookout.
You too good for the ones out
there
left.
If someone out there so listening, can you get my son a Scotty Cameron putter, please? I tried to get your boy Mike Ricciardotti to buy you one.
I don't want him. Why would you have him buy me a butter?
He buys you other things.
Well, we get each other gifts from time to time. We're adults and we have some common interests. And so if you see something that the person likes.
Play a little ping pong.
Common man got me a loaf of bread. It was probably the best bread I've ever had in my life.
He got me shaving cream.
Yeah, he got me that shaving cream too. Do you like that stuff?
Yeah.
The Pro Rosso. Yeah.
You actually put the cream on to shave that way?
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't shave. What do I look like?
What do you do?
What do I do?
I'm looking at you.
Do I look like I shave?
I'm sorry, Mr. Lincoln. I should have known better.
Dom, he has never shaved with a razor in his life.
Who does that?
He only uses a clipper, a set of clippers.
Like my barber.
He never shaves.
Yeah.
He's kept his beard his entire life.
I did buy one of those Braun electric razors.
You like it?
You like that thing?
Yeah, I love it, but... I got to change the blades and they're not cheap because I have Fred Flintstone face. Yeah. I would have a beard like you, Tive, in 2 days if I didn't shave.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
I can never do your look because the lieutenant won't allow it.
I'm related to the Sasquatch. I mean, I'm telling you. Yeah.
But you have a good clean face.
Well, yeah, I shaved the heck out of it.
Dom, let me ask you this question real quick.
Go ahead.
We were just talking about Ross. It's his first day on the job.
Ross Bjork.
Yes. If he won a national, which one would you think is more successful? He wins a national championship but doesn't do nothing basketball and baseball. Or he doesn't win a national championship football, but he wins a championship in basketball and they win a Big Ten title in baseball in 10 years. Which one is more successful?
Well, I mean, at Ohio State, he said when he got introduced, football is king. I think you know that answer.
Okay, I'm just asking a question.
That's what I said, Don.
I was asking you a question.
I would love to see basketball. It's been a long time since
60s.
Jerry Lucas and those guys won the national title, but the pressure that's on Ryan and
You weren't even banging back then, Dom.
I was born in 59.
Yeah, but you weren't banging. You were
the
young.
What the hell are you talking about? Why would you even say something
banging? That's just what we say. That's just the slang.
Oh, really?
That's just back in the day.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day.
I wasn't banging.
You weren't working here yet. That's what it means.
Let's keep it PG,
Come
Coach.
Come on, Dom.
Come on. The hell are you talking about?
You didn't like that question. You didn't like that question, Tyvus.
Why?
Because you got to win a championship in football. It's the way it's got to be.
I feel like it's impressive.
And you also want to win one in basketball.
It'd be more impressive if you won it in basketball because it hasn't happened.
It might be. But
I'm just saying, either way, I feel like it'd be successful. But if he did the second one, I'd be cool with that. If he did the first one,
expectations are the same for both programs. You played in football every year. You played for Urban every year. We're expected to win every game, including the national title, right? Isn't that what he preached to you guys?
That's what Ryan Day said at his first press conference, right? And that's what he's still trying to do.
And I go back to Ross Bjork, very first words, football is king. At this place.
Yeah, it is. It is. Pulse time with Dom Taberi from 10TV. You stay there. Another list that is sure to sting our hearts as Buckeye fans. What are they trying to say about us now? We'll check the College Football Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Matty Ice is currently bathing himself in creamy jalapeno dip.
And I've officially run out of ways to tease this show. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
When you've been diagnosed with heart or vascular disease, where you start your care makes all the difference.
When you choose the Heart and Vascular Center at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center,
our team of specialized experts will manage your condition day to day.
And should you need more advanced care, like complex heart or vascular surgery,
you'll never need to travel farther.
You didn't choose heart and vascular disease, but the choice of where to treat it is clear.
The Ohio State University Heart and Vascular Center.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports.
Sports Center.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Starting with some college football recruiting news, Ohio State added to their top-ranked recruiting class just a little bit ago as they landed a commitment from Maxwell Roy. He's a four-star defensive lineman from Philadelphia. 24/7 Sports ranks him as a top 150 prospect in this year's class. Bunch of moves going down as NBA free agency is fully underway. Paul George is heading to Philadelphia, 4 years, $212 million. Klay Thompson is joining the Mavericks, 3 years, $50 million. Orlando lands Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at 3 years, $66 million. Isaiah Hartenstein is joining Oklahoma City at 3 years, $87 million. And Jason Tatum gets an extension from the Celtics for 5 years, $314 million. Speaking of the NBA champion Boston Celtics, the team's majority ownership group, led by Whit Grosbeck, is planning to make the team available for sale. Last year, Forbes estimated that the franchise would be worth nearly $5 billion. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Timmy Hall, Tyvus Powell, Dom Tiberi of 10TV. Got some more news here to share with you about some things coming up on the station this week. So, to catch everybody up, do you remember everything we got cooking here, Tyvus? What's tomorrow at 9 a.m.? I even saw the Bishman Friends Twitter account throw out a cool little photo, James, and Dom's actually on it.
James Laurinaitis is on with Bo for one special segment of Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Well, not just a segment. He's going to do the show.
Oh, he's doing the show.
I believe he's doing the show.
Oh,
he's
co-hosting. Then he's getting back to old times, Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Yeah, Bishop and Laurinaitis. Like, I wonder if they're going to use like the old-fashioned show open, right? Not Bishop and Friends, but
you would think
Bishop and Laurinaitis. Dom, what time are you doing your segment? What time is the hit?
10:33 in the morning.
10:33. Dom
Tuesday
will be there
with Tiberi.
So you'll be in. You'll get to see James right here. I don't know if Bo
I
is going to
come in. I do it.
Oh, you're not in, right?
I do it from home.
That's right, because you're not. Your shift hasn't started.
I work till midnight.
I know.
Unlike you guys, I work till midnight.
I know. I'm aware. I know what your shift
I feel
is.
Like I work.
You work very hard. Well, Tyvus just always works. And then Jack Sawyer is going to be on The Juice.
8 o'clock.
Wednesday morning.
Yep.
Wednesday morning, the next day. We also have Buckeye Replay.
Saturday.
That starts Saturday. Believe it?
What time?
It starts right after Fan Sports Saturday at 1 p.m.
Look at that.
What a day. What a six-hour pack, right? Seven-hour pack when you include Tee to Green with the great Skip Mossy.
Yeah, he starts the day off.
And, now, I don't know why you couldn't hook this up for me, but Dom, it's all about connections, right? Whether you got a Scotty Cameron connection or whether you got an Urban Meyer connection. Urban Meyer will be my guest on Buckeye Replay that airs Saturday at 1 o'clock. The theme for this year is our new Big Ten friends. So we're going to listen to past broadcasts for 8 straight Saturdays of games against Oregon, Washington, USC, or UCLA. We're starting with Urban's last game, the Rose Bowl victory against the Washington Huskies.
What a
cool way to start.
Good game.
Yeah, and so Urban will give us a couple of segments. We usually like to have a figure from the game to reminisce a little bit, talk about his career, maybe talk about the game before that game. Hey, Dom?
Yeah.
But thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That was a game he almost went for two against that team.
Yeah,
They wore the... remember that time they wore the Revenge Tour shirts in?
Oh, yeah.
And Urban was like, are you kidding me? They're walking around with Revenge. And I forget who got hurt. I was just looking. I can't remember. But they were thinking about it, going for two if they scored. And one of the linemen got hurt. And he said, all right.
Unreal.
He wouldn't admit if he would go. He thought about it. Well, Woody went for two because they wouldn't let him go for three.
Don't ask me about the UCLA game.
What game is it?
Don't ask because it's one from back in the day.
Is that the Arch Leister?
I think so. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
It's one from back in the day. I was working here then.
I think it was 81 or 82.
You were banging back then.
It's the Oregon game, the Rose Bowl.
I was working back then. I was working.
What Oregon game is it?
We have a couple of Oregon games,
the Rose Bowl.
We got the Jake Ballard catch.
Yeah.
I'll probably get Jake. I think that's week two. I think we're set up for week two on that broadcast. And the final one, the last hurrah, we'll have our pal Tyvus join us
about what
to talk
did
about that one.
Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. That was a the game before was the national title game, in my opinion.
That's what a lot of people feel.
Alabama. So let me get this straight. I just want to get one thing, Ty, because you can help me. I'm not as hip as apparently Timmy, and you're a little more reserved like me. But Timmy's got all the hip words. Banging means working.
It just means doing things.
It's okay. Like back when I was banging me, like back in the day.
Back in the day.
When I was fit, doing things.
That's a new thing. Are we still cool with jiggy? Get jiggy with
it. No. That was never cool like to begin with. That's a Will Smith
Will
thing.
Smith in the 90s.
That's not good.
That's not good.
No.
All right. What are some of the other hip words that I want? Like, can I say I'm hep? Is hep still a word?
What is that?
Like, you're hip, but you're hep.
I never heard of that one.
Me either.
Like, Bodie, do you know about that? Like, subbing an I for
I have
a
never
e
heard that word in my entire life.
No. All right, what are some other good ones?
You got to have Riz.
I had a lady say to me that there's some girls, the cheerleaders, they said I was drippy.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That means your fashion is really good.
You're dripping over there.
I got drip.
You ever heard that back in my day, if you were a drip, you're a loser. And now I'm drippy.
Yeah.
I was actually told.
Check my gear.
What if you say, is dork a good word today?
No, that's lame.
How about idiot or moron?
Idiot's still good.
Yeah.
Idiot's
that
always
means
good.
Good now?
Just call it.
No, it's no. still it's bad. It's still bad. Good.
Just say
it's
lame.
Good. You know what good is word, good though. Is bad and bad is good, apparently.
Just say lame. Instead of saying dork, he's a lame.
I was told by lame. A friend that I'm too old to be saying banging, and I said, well, we just started saying it a couple years ago.
Back when I was banging.
I can't stop. We just started to say it.
Do we still do OGM or OMG?
Or yeah, OMG for OMG. Oh My God?
Original Gangster. What is
OG.
OG. OG. Yeah. Is that still cool?
Yeah, or you can say that, you can say unk. Like you, I would say, this is my unk.
Wow. Oh, hello. Yeah. I'm your unk.
That's my unk.
You can also say, I'm so Sigma.
You know what? You guys are giving
that's
me
a good.
Sorry.
That's a
good. Tell
him.
Tell
him. Come on here and
that's
you.
One that my,
look,
that's one that my son threw at me, and I just said, "What? I did at you." I said, "What the hell did you say to me right now?"
I like going on radio with you, but I don't want to have to go to confession for what I hear out of you. I don't want to go to the church. Bless me, Father. I heard Timmy talking about banging.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I went on the Buckeye Show. Sorry,
Lord
Bodeman. Sorry to steal the thunder. You making out all right back there?
Oh, dude, I'm just chilling back here watching this Mets-Nationals game. 0-0, end of the bottom of the second. Man. If anybody cares about that.
Bode, we're hep.
Agreed.
What do we got going on in the world of college football?
Tim, dude's ranking things on a Monday.
Oh.
This one coming from CBS Sports, ranking the stadiums in the new Big Ten. Go 1-5 here. Penn State's number one. Washington number two.
Whoa!
Michigan comes in at number three. Number four is Oregon. Number five, the Horseshoe, Ohio Stadium.
Okay, so...
That's absurd.
The shoe absurd. Falls to five.
That's absurd.
Behind Oregon? Beaver Stadium? Give me a break.
Penn State's number one.
Penn State's number one for sure.
Well, I'm talking about Oregon. Ohio State Oregon.
The rest of them is blasphemy. Washington was voted second there.
Wait, let me tell you something. Have you ever been to a game at Washington?
I have.
It's a beautiful stadium.
I've been there twice. I've been there twice, and they were bad days for Ohio State, and it is one of the loudest. The stadium shakes.
Yes.
Yeah, it reminded me of, like, old Mile High Stadium. I went out there when the Broncos and the Browns played.
Leave it there. We didn't need that. Leave it there.
Yeah, but, I mean, the whole place is shake. Washington, I mean, it is a hostile place.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that was when Don James was coaching.
When I played for Seattle, I guess the people that created the Seahawks stadium created Washington Stadium, so it's exactly the same. So I understand. And if that's the case, then it probably is loud. So I don't have an issue with that. Five is absurd. Like, come on now.
Oh, no.
Five? You said so that puts them behind.
So your issues are Michigan and Oregon.
Well, yes. Michigan's a joke. I mean, it's not that loud.
I agree.
It's just big.
When
Ohio Stadium is loud. Now, obviously, at Penn State, you got them playing that.
Penn State, ridiculous.
Penn State is okay at number one.
Well,
for me.
Yeah, everything about Penn State. My favorite story is when, you know, we went over there when they came in and Coop was complaining. He goes, Damn, what they do over there, it's ridiculous. The locker room's back behind, and you walk through, and they put this police tape up, and you walk through the crowd, and they're like throwing stuff at us, yeah, yelling, yeah, and you got to walk through the crowd and go down. He goes, "That's the worst place I've ever been. It's ridiculous."
That is a fact.
It's a good coop too.
But that is true. Like you, when you, if you, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you a player and you ain't up for the Penn State game at night when it's a whiteout, if you ain't got no energy,
they're in your face.
You in the wrong profession. I'm just telling you.
Look, it's hard. It's hard on the Buckeye Show to make, and it's not making excuses, but to argue your own stadium up top. But I don't feel like the shoe should have to
should have a whole lot of arguments. It should be.
I would think it's not lower than second or third at the worst in the conference.
If I was voting, it would be Penn State. That place is insane.
I would too.
I would put Ohio Stadium second. I would put Camp Randall third.
Over Washington.
Yeah. Camp Randall's insane.
That is it. They've got jump around up there.
I mean, it's loud.
Even Nebraska Stadium is pretty solid.
Back in the day when Coop was coaching, he goes, "Damn, they put quarters in marshmallows and they freeze them up and they throw them at us."
Which surprisingly stings. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Marshmallow doesn't do much.
With a quarter in them? It's a projectile.
There's no stadium that looks as awesome as the shoe from the outside and has something as iconic as the rotunda. Michigan Stadium, it looks like nothing from the outside. It's cool how it's all kind of sunken in and is one level, but I don't know. Like, and again, you can't on the Buckeye Show argue the Big House over the shoe, because what are they going
to
say about that? Oh, you're just picking your stadium, right?
All I got to say, and you're going to be talking to Urban Meyer, and we all know how he feels. I just want to see Ohio State beat them. Keep beating them and beat them so bad this year, because I'm tired of hearing their fans run their mouths. Congratulations, you won three in a row. But I mean, they are running their mouths like I've never seen before on Twitter. They Tyvus, why would you out of your way go after Buckeye Nation with the kind of comments I'm seeing on Twitter from some of these Wolverine fans? I don't understand. And then you're seeing more of them walking around Columbus. And I went up to one guy. I said, "Are you from Ann Arbor?" "No, I was born and raised in Columbus." And I'm going, "And you're walking around in that?" I just don't get it. You want attention, right? Is that why they do it?
Nah, man.
Can't understand everybody,
they,
Dom.
They got their moment. Now it's time to take it back. Like I say, if I was as a Buckeye player, I would look at that and see how they act, and I would know, all right, this is why you can't let them win.
You can't.
Can't do it.
You can't.
Can't do it. Can't Dom, thanks. You can't win with them.
Can't. I just can't do that.
Can't do
I
it.
Just can't do it.
Dom, thanks for coming in.
And don't be poking the bear on Twitter unless it's Timmy Hall. You can poke Timmy all you want.
Pokey the bear.
Don't poke Dom the bear.
Dom, thank you.
Can I leave now?
You want to go?
Give me another cool word as I walk out.
Now I actually can't think of one. Now that I'm looking at you.
You can't think of anything?
I just think you're so awesome.
Drippy. You're a drip, Tim, too. Bye.
I came back from vacation just filled with a certain type of advice to help all of you guys enjoy your summer a bit more. I'm going to share it with you. Tyvus will help as well. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place.
This is your heritage sports talker and home of Ohio State Athletics, the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that'll make your neighbors green with envy. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors.
We'll be right back.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind or grab a carryout. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
When you need urgent care and you need it fast, where you go makes all the difference. When you choose advanced urgent care from the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, you're choosing an advanced level of urgent care led by Ohio State emergency physicians. We offer walk-in treatment for more serious illnesses and injuries such as broken bones, abdominal pain, and pneumonia, all with shorter wait times and less cost than an emergency department. When your illness or injury can't wait, the choice is clear.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Ugly faces are on YouTube. Search 971 The Fan and watch all your favorite shows. Laptop, phone, tablet, smart TV. We're everywhere. Bring us in the bedroom with you. Yes, The Fan. Where every segment is another Buckeye surprise. You've got The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Monday. Start of July. Boy, it's getting close now. Does it do anything to you now that we see this month on the calendar? We get through this one, and football is staring at us right between the eyes.
Well, you know, at the end of this month, actually, it's like I've seen something in like 23 days, like NFL teams start reporting to camp, and I feel like Ohio State's somewhere around there as well. So that's when it's kind of like you in it, like you're in it. So,
and NFL starts, I mean, boy. They really get back and going.
Once the NFL get going, once them preseason games go,
Hall of Fame game, right?
Yeah, it just flies. That's going to be the first one.
When is the Hall of Fame game?
Who is in the Hall of Fame game this year?
That's something that Bodeman knows off the top of his head.
No, because
I do not know because I could not care less.
Well, then that means that the Cowboys aren't in it now, doesn't it?
That's exactly what that
means. We are looking at 1 month from today.
Oh, yeah, August 1st.
Thursday, August 1st, we've got the Texans. Oh, yeah, of course.
The Bears.
The C.J. Strouds and the Chicago Bears.
He won't play us now.
No, probably not. Probably not. But is it not his team? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no.
It's his team.
We'll see Cade Stover.
Cade, yeah.
He'll be out there. Yeah. Maybe we'll see Caleb Williams. Rome with Doomsday, maybe.
Think you're going to get a series of Caleb?
Probably.
In that game?
Yeah,
number one overall pick?
Might as well get him going.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to go out there.
See what you got.
You got to go out there. Yeah. You're there to play football. Like, I get it. Like, you get to a certain point, and then you want to get out alive. But I think Cincinnati Bengal fans, they also know it's not about Joe Burrow getting lots of preseason reps. You want him to just get rep, practice.
You got to get back adjusted to the game.
Yeah, you want a little bit of preseason work, but mainly you just want him to be happy and healthy and focused for an entire practice season. Mm-hmm. That for a preseason, forget about the games, but just there with your guys, with your coaches, with your teammates, being in sync with everyone.
It brings a lot of comfort to see a guy that was hurt get back out there and go through a game motion, game reps, and still be able to, you know, still show that he still got it. Like that makes fans like, all right, cool, let's bring on the season. But I just need to see it just a couple of times just to see how he looks.
All right, and Boatman, you can play along with this too, because one of the things that I was able to get accomplished over last week and the couple of days since I got back before I went out and played golf on Sunday was watching a ton of movies, and specifically summertime movies.
Miracle.
They're a different. I know.
You need to cut that out.
Stop.
Cut it out.
All right. It ends.
Suggesting it.
We start becoming a show right now. Just stop it with Miracle. It's good any time of year, right? Summertime, wintertime.
It's like ice cream.
There's a certain. You know what I mean? When you say a summertime flick, Tyvus, what do you got? Summertime movie. You can't leave the summer until you see it. Something that's rewatchable, crushable. You got to go back to it again and again and again.
The Sandlot.
That's beautiful.
It's a summertime. That is legit a summertime movie.
And that's not even the action realm. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't just have to be Bruce Willis shooting things up.
Die Hard 2.
And Die Hards are all Christmas movies, right? But you could watch those in the summer. The Sandlot is baseball.
Yeah.
It's baseball.
They have a day where it's summer break, obviously. They have a day where it's so hot that they go to the pool and he fakes his death just to get a kiss.
What a hero.
Man.
Been planning it for years. Man.
The man is a mastermind.
Wendy Peppercorn did things to us. She did. That was... She was something
he
else.
Faked his death just to get a kiss.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Didn't he end up marrying her?
Squints, the actor.
No, wound up not in real life in the movie.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That's the joke. They get married. You got Benny the Jet Rodriguez
stealing home,
looking up at his buddy who's the broadcaster. So I guess he killed Vin Scully, right?
Smalls.
Vin's not able to broadcast the Dodgers. Sandlot's a great one. I will tell you, I knocked out one of these just the other day, and I thought for the most part, special effects are a bit dated now. It doesn't look the same that it did even 10 or 15 years ago when I watched it and felt it still held up, but it is what it is. It's Independence Day. It's still Independence Day.
Good movie.
And I think part of what still makes it great is it is a little hokey. I mean, they get into the aliens are invading like in the first second of the movie.
Isn't that great?
It's fast.
Don't you like
right?
that?
It's just like, here we are. Let's get it going. Screen up, Independence Day. And the way it's like making all these sound effects when they throw words on the screen, just.
I gotta watch that movie again. Let's just get it going right now. First scene.
Boom. giant spaceship that's 37 miles long entering the Earth's atmosphere or parking right outside of Earth. And then sending like 7 smaller ones that are like 5 miles wide each into the atmosphere all around to position itself. I gotta say Jaws too. For a class, no,
I haven't seen Jaws
also, not Jaws 2, the original Jaws, going back to the 70s.
I remember watching that as a kid.
I mean, it's the beach. It's as summer as it gets.
Yeah.
You're at the beach. It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah. All in and he got you.
And he's eating the dude. He's eating the dude whole at the very end of the movie. It's we got to get a bigger boat. It's everything about it. It's just classic summertime fun.
Grown Ups with Adam Sandler. That's a summertime movie.
All right.
Summer break.
Grown Ups is just one of these movies.
Hilarious.
This one of these
movies.
If
you haven't seen it in a while, it's really funny.
Where Adam Sandler says, what do you guys want to do? You guys want to be in a movie together? We're going to make $15 million each, and it's not going to be about anything.
But it's hilarious.
That's what Grown Ups is. And you know what? More power to it. I put that on, and it's actually enjoyable to watch.
They play basketball. Him and his son goes against the other guy, and his son at the end.
They're doing nothing for the entire movie.
They're just having fun.
They're just guys that are like going about a town. Let's go get some ice cream. Oh. Let's shoot some arrows. Let's swing on a rope and go into a lake. Let's go to the water park. That's what the movie is. But yeah. Grown Ups 2 is actually dumber and funnier.
Which when he puts Shaq is in when it. He puts them in the tire and he roll them down.
David Spade going down the hill. Yeah. David Spade going down the hill. Bodie, you got any movies that you gotta watch in the summertime?
I don't think I do, honestly. I've never thought of movies that you like have to see at a time of year outside of like Christmas movies.
You never seen Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing?
I've never even heard of it.
What?
Oh man.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen Do the Right Thing.
Oh man. Karate Kid is a good one. Karate Kid just speaks summer to me. I don't know if I would call that a coming of age movie. It's not, but it's just you've got a classic battle. It's just a classic battle type. I'll give you one. I'll give you one that I watched last week at the beach. Rush Hour.
You watch Rush?
Unbelievable.
You probably laugh.
Tell me you've seen some of the Rush Hour movies, 1, 2, or 3, or hopefully all of them with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. Yesterday.
I definitely haven't seen all of any of them, but I've seen pieces of the movies.
Oh my God. I don't even know who you are anymore.
They're so good.
All three of them are hilarious. Like, hilarious. I can't believe it.
Are they on a streaming service?
Yeah, Rush Hour. If you just do the search on your TV, it will take you to some of them. Whatever one's active. But yeah, check that out. There's more. There's more. I haven't even scratched the surface on those.
Hulu.
It's in Hulu. So there you go. You can do that one. Movies of the summer, though. You guys fill us in with those on the YouTube chat at the Buckeye Show on Twitter and X. Movies you gotta watch before the summer runs out. Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick. I'll just throw that 2-pack at you. Both of those really good movies. Insanely good summertime flicks. Action packed. Jurassic Park, another one for me.
That's a good movie.
So two Jeff Goldblum movies. And that one came out in the summer, and that's just so much action. So good. Hey, one of our recent guests here on the Buckeye Show has apparently started some stuff on his team. What the heck is going on? We'll tell you. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Common Man and T-Bone are idiots. You should listen to them anyway.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio's idiot destination.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we ensure your business always stays ahead of the curve, keeping you one step ahead of your competition. We bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team, as well as provide insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at OptimizedIT.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that'll make your neighbors green with envy. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Where Timmy Hall can start swooning over Aaron Kraft any second. It's the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, AC is awesome. I don't know what AC's movie tastes are, though. I wonder what his favorite few flicks are and if he's got any summertime specials. The Sandlot's a good one for a summertime movie. I do need to put Do the Right Thing.
I can't believe you.
I need to put that on the list. 1989.
You can die
like a summer day in Brooklyn, right?
Radio Raheem died.
I don't know the reference. Moogie. And I should.
Spoiler alert.
Moogie.
Spoiler. Right thing, it's okay. Moogie. It was from 1989.
Hey, still.
I think that's on us. Right? But he does know that we haven't seen it. So that's another.
Radio Raheem.
That's another thing. And that was the first response I just got when I threw it out on Twitter. But as I was throwing that out. Aunt B said Sandlot. I thought of another good one as I was writing my tweet over there, and it's Point Break. Tell me you've seen Point Break. Bodie has not.
Never
which
heard
is interesting.
It.
You've never heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Stop.
Let me look it up. Point Break.
Point Break with... This is even referenced in a lot of the Avengers movies because Iron Man goofs on Thor.
Keanu
he calls Reeves. Him Point Break because he looks like Patrick Swayze from Point Break.
Oh, they're robbing people.
Yes, they're bank robbing surfers. It's brilliant.
It's like The Town, but in California.
The Town would be a good one, too.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a great summertime action-packed flick.
Think of it.
Never seen Bank Robbers in Boston. It's that's a fantastic movie.
The Town.
Oh, I love it.
What if we robbed Fenway?
What's better, The Town or The Departed?
Oh, The Town, no question for me.
Oh, that easy?
I think The Departed's completely overrated.
Oh!
Yeah, like significantly.
Whoa!
The ending is just pointless. Like, you sit through 2+ hours and it's just boom. Like, I'm not going to have any, I don't want to spoiler I completely disagree. I think the ending ruins.
You're out of your damn
could have been a great
mind,
movie. I completely disagree.
You're out of your mind. Oh, my God. And they're both great Boston flicks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, one of them's great. The other one's not great.
One's got Ben Affleck and the other doesn't, right?
Are you saying that the ending of the movie makes the rest of the movie that bad?
When it's that bad, yes.
It was that bad?
You've never seen The Departed either?
I don't watch TV.
It's not TV.
It's a movie.
It's HBO.
I'm just now going back and watching The Sopranos, so there you go.
Right, you're watching The Sopranos, which tells me that you're well-rounded and you're cultured, and yet you're saying you've never heard of Point Break.
Never heard of it.
And that you've not watched The Departed yet. Now, I will say on that debate between that and The Town, see, it is fun to debate which one's better. I could take you saying that The Town is better. That's totally cool. You're going all in, which we have our things, right? Jeremy Renner is brilliant in that movie.
Whose car are we taking?
And that could push it over the edge because
better than Miracle, The Town?
Oof. Oh, man.
Two very different movies. Hard to compare the two.
If you had to pick one to watch. Which
Ever
one?
Again?
Yeah.
The Town is pretty good. It's really good. I really like it.
Okay. When you see,
but it's not Miracle.
When you see Jeremy, when you see him in all of his other roles.
Blake Lively.
Right. But when you see Jeremy in everything else that he's done, and then you go back and pop that one in and you're like, how is he doing this? How is he got the accent, the different kind of role and mood? I mean, he is just a terrifying son of a gun in that movie. It's like it's chilling. I watched Captain Phillips over the run, too.
Great movie.
Never seen it.
Even though it's a true story and you kind of know what is ultimately going to happen. It is.
Never heard of it.
It is insane.
Never heard of it.
Look at
the Irish.
Captain Phillips.
I am the captain now.
Tom Hanks.
You've seen that reference.
We can make
right? Okay, that's what that
means. Look at me.
Yeah. I
am the captain
now.
I don't know what is going on because Bone Man is usually the guy that's not seen or done anything. And now I'm with two guys that haven't had a beer. This guy over here on my right is saying that he's never heard of any freaking movie.
In my defense,
out of my mouth.
Most of the time when it's like, you've never seen that, it came out before I was alive, which I feel like I'm not obligated to see.
Right. And I know that's why we kind of give you a note. Book like Captain America has where you write down and go and try to check some things off the list as we go along.
Have you
scratched anything off of that notebook in the last 6 months?
I actually recently have been going through TV shows. I went to IMDb, I think it is, right? Or BD, whatever it is.
IMDb. Yeah.
And just went to their top, I think it's 250 shows or something. I just been going one by one. I've already seen some of them, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you on right now?
I think right now I just started Chernobyl on Max.
Oh, okay.
It's just a mini-series.
It is a mini-series. I watched the first one and I left it there. It wasn't like I thought it was awful. Sometimes
life just happens. Yeah, I could say that.
Yeah.
It's a mini-series. I think it's only 8-9 episodes. I'll probably finish it regardless. But I could see where the first episode was kind of like, okay.
All right. Let's pause for a second. So Malik Hooker... And Malik Hooker and Micah Parsons. Sorry, Bodie, close your ears.
Mm.
They have a thing right now. Malik was fantastic when he was on the show a month or so back. You can search him up with the Buckeye Show in the YouTube thing, and I'm sure the episode's going to come up, and I'll have to get the exact date on that when that was. But we talked about, you know, his time in the NFL and how, you know, he had some injury issues and catching on here with Dallas, and how that's been a really, really good thing for him in his career and back there with the Cowboys. But he has recently made some comments that has insinuated that Micah Parsons needs to pay a little bit more attention to the Dallas Cowboys defense and less attention on the podcast that Micah is doing. And sure enough, Malik Hooker made these comments, as it was pointed out by Micah, on a podcast. But all of a sudden, now we've got a thing, and Micah's firing back on Twitter, kind of like, whoa, I thought we were cool. Like, we are locker mates. Like, you had to say this in public, and you couldn't just say it to me. And Tyvus, all of a sudden, we got a thing with the Dallas Cowboys, and Malik Hooker is absolutely involved in it.
I saw this, and I said, poor Bodie. We ain't even got to the season yet, and it's already going. But,
well, Bodie hates the Cowboys, even though he loves them.
They can't help themselves.
Right.
It's just like 12 months of drama. It's not shocking at all.
I mean, listen, Malik is not wrong with what he's saying. Like, I think Micah is kind of giving people a reason to say something. Now, what I will say is people want to hear from players. It's a new day and age where the players are using their own platforms to basically start their broadcasting business. People want to hear from the athlete themselves, you know, unfiltered, uncut of what is going on. So he's doing an unbelievable job of doing that. But if you're going to do that, you have to make sure that you are performing on Sunday. If you're not performing on Sunday, the first thing everybody's going to say is, well, if you spent less time doing podcasts and focused on watching tape and stuff like that, then you wouldn't have these issues. So, like I say, Malik is not wrong with the things that he's pointing out. You know, Micah's setting himself up. He just have to make sure that if you're going to do this podcast and you're going to be serious about this, make sure that you are performing on Sundays. And that's kind of what Malik is saying in a nutshell.
And Micah comes back and says, just wish you said this to me, but instead on some podcast. And you got my number, fam. And you're my locker mate. So you could have said this any day. And you do realize I shoot the podcast on our off day. Why ain't we talking about everyone preparations and focus leading up to the game week? I mean, can point out a lot of other things, but I'm just not. And then somebody even chimed in, Malik Hooker is absolutely right. Fire emoji.
Well, the funny part
is how it's going now in Dallas.
The funny part is that he made it worse because he's like, there's other issues we could be pointing out. So it just ain't good. Dallas just ain't that. I'm sorry, Bodie. It's a dumpster fire. Nobody's locked in Dallas is what it sounds like. Because if there's a number of issues you could point out outside of what Micah's doing, then everybody need to figure something out. They need to have a kumbaya and figure everything out.
From what I know about Malik Hooker through you and just from our chat and your friends with him, I have to feel like if he said that there is definitely some things that were bubbly.
He's not the only one that feels that way, obviously.
And he was probably trying to take a leadership type of approach to that, to put that out there, to maybe get some things going.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what happens when it's a star type of player that you're going to, a defensive player of the year that you're going to say that about. So it's could be rocky here for a bit to see where this goes.
He better have a big season. That's all I'm going to say.
I like Malik. But as a Washington fan, I do not feel sad to see Dallas erupting. That's, like you said, that's certainly a thing. The very best with the Bucs on the social fronts tonight, including some updates on a program that's trying to rebuild. Hashtags are next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart.
I'm drunk right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices.
And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by SafeLight, Bob Discount Furniture, and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Hello, loyal listener. Make sure to spend your summer with the Fan. Are you going on a road trip? Don't suffer through the bad playlists and hillbilly radio stations. Yee-haw! Download the Fan app and take us with you. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Trust the pros at the Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
Of course, you can find us, follow us, stay in touch with us on Twitter and X at The Buckeye Show. But Tyvus, you've been wanting to not break the news, but expand on the boom that Ohio State had. We've had booms for football and basketball tonight, which is a cool thing. And we'll talk more about it tomorrow when we have our On the Trail segment, Tuesdays at 6:48. And don't forget tomorrow at 6:33, Jason Brown, Bell Fountain's head football coach, Tavian St. Clair's football coach. He's going to share some insights and some knowledge on what that young man is about, who could, when it's all said and done, be one of the biggest Ohio State football recruits of all time, in my opinion, having a QB commit from right around, right outside of town here.
Well, I tell you what, Tim, when I look at this boom from the football team that they just got today, it makes me wonder. It makes me think about, you remember Glenville back in the day? It seemed like they were the Ohio State pipeline.
Absolutely.
Well, you could say that about this school in Philly, because they've given us Marvin, they've given us the new commit Isaiah West, and now the newest commit of the day, Maxwell Roy, the defensive lineman from there, St. Joseph's Prep. They are, it's just something about their high school. I guess if you're in that area and you want to go to Ohio State, that's the place you need to go. He's 6'3", 270, four-star kid. I think he was the 22nd ranked lineman in the country. Big get. Obviously, he's an interior guy. Anytime you can get those interior guys that's got a motor that can be effective down the middle, that's what you want, because those guys are so hard to find. So hopefully this kid comes in here. He loves Coach Johnson, spoke very highly of him in his post. So yeah, the Buckeyes are rolling right now.
Yeah, 2025 class is just on another level right now. It's number one.
I mean, you look at the, what they got, 22
you look at the 24/7 overall rank, the composite rank, it's number one in both.
Who's closest?
Yeah, they've got 22. I'm just looking at Ohio State's right now. Let me click the see all here.
Is it Alabama?
Yeah, it is Alabama. But they do I can't tell you for certain exactly what this points differential means, but they have a numerical value for the whole class. And Ohio State's is at almost 305. Bama's at 285. Okay. Georgia's third. They're down at 270. And then not that big of a gap between Georgia and the Irish at 268.
Climbing up, Bodie.
They're climbing up with 21 commits with no 5 stars, but 12 4 stars for Notre Dame. Ohio State's got 3 5-stars, 15 4 stars. And 4 threes. And like we were just talking about there, Ohio State's number one is Tavian St. Clair, quarterback from Bell Fountain. 6'4", 225 pounds. the number two overall player in the country.
Who's number one?
That would be, let me see. You're always asking me questions that I don't have up on my screen. Bryce Underwood from Belleville, Michigan, LSU.
He's going to LSU?
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback?
Yes.
They couldn't keep their own guy.
Decommit, son. Don't be a quarterback and go play for Brian Kelly.
You're funny.
Although I guess their last one did just win the Heisman, but you know what? Before him.
He's a hard commit.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This guy is
from the state up north and they couldn't get him?
Who do they have right now?
Alex Orji.
No. I mean, in the pipeline. They have Montgomery.
I have no idea.
They landed a
five-star got a guy too
last year. Jaden Davis or something like that.
Yeah, well they just got a commit right now. They just got a commit like a week ago. And the name escapes me right now, but they just got a commit.
Oh yes, Brady Hart.
Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Tom's boy.
You got to have Hart.
Tom's boy.
Even though it's his first name, not his last name.
Tom's boy. You got to have Hart to compete at this level. Tyvus, you were talking about the baseball program, Ohio State baseball program earlier on the show and how that is obviously a program that's got to make some moves. Well, they have a couple of assistant coaches that they announced today, just 8 hours ago at Ohio State Base. That's the Twitter and X account. So you've got Joey Holcomb. He's coming to the fray, and Tyler Robinson. So say hello to those two new assistant coaches. Now, some of these guys, I believe both of them do have experience at Campbell, so they've got experience with our new head coach as well, with Justin Hare. But Holcomb, he also just spent a season as an assistant at South Carolina, where he coached the outfielders. Mm-hmm. Robinson just had a season as an assistant coach at Liberty. And he spent 9 seasons at Campbell before that, so almost all that time with the new Ohio State baseball coach. So that's cool. And I also like this from former Ohio State baseball player Jacob Bosiakovic. Now, he is going to make his major league debut at 30 years old with the Cardinals in his next outing. And it's cool because he's a guy that had to completely switch positions and transition from being an outfielder and a hitter to taking up pitching just to keep it going in that organization. And he caught up with their guys from Bally and shed a little light on what that was like, what that was about.
I had some serious bat to ball issues. Eventually you hit a wall. It got pretty hard. So I had a good arm from the outfield and, they liked me. I was with the Rockies then. They liked me like as a teammate and as a person in the organization. So they said, either you can stay with us and pitch or you can try to find another job. And I said, heck, I was done. I was tired of it. So it was an easy call to start pitching and just kind of ran through this a second life and kind of took it as that.
I think that's just cool. He just got selected from Memphis. So again, the next time he plays, it's going to be his major league debut. You hear about this in football, switching positions. Sometimes you do it and it can lead to great things.
Yeah, to go from that to pitching. And he's going to pitch in the majors for who?
St. Louis.
Tomorrow.
Whenever he makes his next appearance.
That's impressive.
It will be his, whenever they put him in the lineup, that'll be his major league debut. By the way, we here at the Buckeye Show are brought to you by our friends at CareSource. We thank them for sponsoring the lovely show. If you missed anything and you just want the audio version, podcast is downloadable anywhere you get your audio. Tyvus and Bodie, good stuff. What's coming up next, Tyvus?
A little thing called You'll See.
Mm-hmm. Have a good night on The Fan.
Three dudes who'll make you feel like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, we aren't swaggled, you good.
Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Hey, Buckeye fans, the best new resort in the country is right here in the state of Ohio. Introducing the Grand Resort in Warren, Ohio. Whether it's family fun, an adult getaway, a conference or event, there's no place like it. It's a year-round destination with the best golf, med spa, dining, salon and spa, pools, lounges, and activities. The Grand Resort will be the best staycation you've ever had. Go to the website, thegrandresort.com, or call 330-856-1900. The Grand Resort in Warren, Ohio. We're waiting for you.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.